You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
From coal mining to online gambling and casinos, I'm joined on the line by the chief executive at Sun International as we reflect on Sun International's results for the full year ended December 31, 2023. That's Anthony Leeman. Good evening, Anthony. Thanks so much for taking the time. Quite the set of highlights to start off with. I mean, free cash in excess of 2 billion rand, earnings up more than 88%. Really very little we can complain about, yeah.
Yeah, good evening to your listeners. Yeah, it's been a good year. I think it's extremely tough out there, but nevertheless, I think our business has been very resilient. And we've got some really strong growth areas in our online business, online gaming, as well as our hotels and resorts, which have really, you know, shot the lights out and places like Sun City recording record EBITDA. And so it's been overall a good year.
We'll come back to those hotels in a second, Anthony. Let's focus on the online business. Clearly, that is paying off. That strategy that was almost born out of the necessity that was the COVID pandemic, even if it was something that SunBet had intended to pursue, I guess it was accelerated by what we saw during the COVID pandemic. So casinos coming down about 1% from that perspective, but the SunBet's business up about 116%, almost negating the downside on the casino business. Clearly, this is something that you guys are going to continue to push on ahead with. There's obviously a significant demand for it.
No, absolutely. I mean, we set ourselves a target about 2 years ago, which we were really comfortably exceeding. And we set a revised target for 2028 of 3 billion in gaming revenue and 900 million EBITDA. So the business has really gone well. I think it comes down to the brand, the strength of the Sun International brand and SunBet. And I think, you know, reliability, trustworthiness in this business, in this industry is tantamount. So we really are pushing responsible gambling. We are pushing very hard to be the trusted operator. And we've done a lot of work in getting our operations right, our marketing mix. And I think there's still a lot of upside for us in this industry.
Speaking of the trusted brand that is Sun International, Anthony, that Pyrmont acquisition, can you give us an update on how that's going? I imagine things like the Palace Bet and some other areas within that business will be consolidated at a very, very later date. Can you give us an update on where we stand on that Pyrmont acquisition?
Yeah, well, I think, as you know, our shareholders approved the deal about a month ago. We've submitted now all the Competition Commission filings as well as the Gaming Board filings. So at the moment, it's really in that regulatory phase. And in the meantime, we really looking, start to think, well, how do we integrate this business? How do we put it back in ours? And obviously, the system changes and everything else. Not much we can do but plan, because you're not allowed to implement, you know, pre-approval. So a lot of work going in. The group of business, the group is very busy with thinking of what we have to do and how we're going to do it and make sure that's a seamless integration at the end of the day.
Sticking with planning for a second, Anthony, let's come back to that hotel business. Hotel occupancies throughout the group, is that still a concern at this stage? Are you seeing a recovery from the tourism and travel side of things? And are we back at, most importantly, those pre-pandemic levels?
Yeah, pretty much are. I mean, I think there's quite different dynamics in the market. You know, the Cape Town international tourism is absolutely humming. We're doing really well there and seeing fantastic growth, record income as well at Table Bay. And really good room rates and great occupancy. So that's really fully recovered. When we look at a Sun City, we certainly in most markets are well above 2019. International travel, not so much at this point in time, but certainly the tourism market is in a state of recovery at the moment.
Anthony, something that was in the SENS announcement that came out today was that the impact of diesel was about 0.7% on the EBITDA margin. Now, obviously, regardless of whether the business is doing well or not, that is an impact that you'd much rather not have on the balance sheet. Is that getting smaller and smaller as we go through?
Well, look, 2023 was a bigger year because the load shedding was a lot higher. It is doing a little bit better at the moment, load shedding, so we do expect that cost to come off. We've also started with quite a few solar implementations, which will help reduce the cost of electricity and partly offset load shedding, as well as you doing some green energy solutions. So we've got a 1.4 megawatt plant we're putting at Sun City. Returns have been fabulous and looking very good, so we're looking to expand that. And then we've got two big projects at Sabaya and Carnival City, 3.5 megawatts, to help us really, and that should be our daytime usage largely covered. Ultimately, though, I think we're working with Discovery Green and their project. We want to do some wheeling solutions to get a lot more power and also wind power in the evenings, because, you know, at the moment you can only do solar if you do it on site, but wind is something you got to do through the grid. So hopefully that will alleviate even grid pressure and therefore load shedding will lessen even more ultimately.
Anthony, how much is this costing you? Just out of interest.
You know, we it's not a fortune. We spend about 16 million at Sun City, and we're probably saving about 4 million rand, so doing really well. And then we look at Carnarvon City and Sabaya. We're going to be doing the rooftop car roof parking, so it'll be nice undercover parking, and that's going to be around about 80 million. When you look at the savings, it pays for itself, so I think it's a good investment and worth making.
An investment that pays for itself. We'll leave it at that. Thanks so much, Anthony. That's Anthony Leeming, CEO of Sun International, reflecting on the really strong year that they had, as well as how they are future-proofing their business.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.